Top of the morning.
I'll have the full Irish.
The full, yeah. Well, Jack, anything to say? Irish style?
Oh, I can't go a day without my fucking Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
Best I got right now.
Amazing.
That's enough.
That's good.
That's enough. That's good.
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
McGregor. Well, Maggie Winters is here, and we're doing the Irish episode.
What's up, everybody? Top of the morning. I'm so thrilled to be here.
Maggie, how are you?
I'm great. I'm a true tactician. Now, I have a crazy question. If I'm not seeing wiggle lines on my sound, does that matter?
I think on yours. I think if we can hear you, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're good.
I just want to make sure I don't want to screw this up.
No, you're
perfect. I'm seeing some wiggles, by the way.
Thank you so much. That means the world. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are
you actually Irish?
Yes. Irish
Italian. Southside Chi-Town.
Southside Irish. Come on. My dad, before like 23andMe and all that, took a DNA test for the paper to show he was 100% Irish.
Wow. Is he 100?
Yeah. His grandparents moved here from Ireland. And then.
Oh, so wait. Oh, so he can get his Irish citizenship.
Yes, he's working on getting it right now. And he keeps telling me every day, because he talks about Trump every single day, how much he hates him. And he's like, and I'm getting my Irish citizenship. I said, great. Good luck.
So does that mean that you can go to Ireland? I mean, you can become Irish citizen as well?
I don't think I can.
What the fuck?
I'm going to look into it. I know.
I think Ireland makes it easy.
Come over here.
Like, it's like nothing to try and get. Like, I feel like I could. If I wanted to, and I'm 0% Irish, but I feel like that they just have a system that allows people to, they're very
what
welcoming.
Are you? Sorry to ask it like that, but what are
wow.
you?
Wow. Oh, interesting. Great question, Maggie.
You know what? I don't know what you are, but I know that you hate Greek people. Like, I know more that you hate the Greeks than what you actually
That's all
are.
You need to know. That's all you need to know.
Lebanese.
Oh, Lebanese.
I'm Lebanese and Italian. I've looked into the Italian citizenship thing, actually, and it's very hard to.
Nate, you know those like stories where people are like, I just bought a $1 home in this tiny village in Italy. And then their life turns into a nightmare trying to remodel it, and they're essentially cursed by Italian spirits. I think that I imagine if you go to Italy, that's going to happen to you. So stay away.
Anytime there's like a article that's like, there's an island off the coast of Croatia, and they're paying citizens $120,000 to rehabilitate this island. That article is getting to me. Any one of those.
I just got sent one yesterday.
Oh, say that again.
I want to see Nate's Chrome bookmarks so bad because I know it's all fucking like how to get 50% off an air fryer, how to do live in Italy for $1.
Digital coupons.
Sorry, Maggie. What were you saying?
No, our mutual friend Jack Felker sent me one that was like, Italy is looking for, or Italy or Spain is looking for people to come and drink wine for 40 days straight for an experiment.
Oh,
I said, I'm
God.
In 40
That's
days.
One I would like to go on with you guys. Shout out.
Let's go.
Hi, Jack. Hi, Jack. Hi, Jack.
I do want to say that I've been trying to go on vacation with Eric for about 3 years now.
I know. It needs to happen. We've brought up wine country, New Orleans, kind
That's
of like
about
the,
it either.
The drinking headquarters of the country.
An all-inclusive in Mexico.
Oh, my God. I mean, I have to.
These days.
Come on.
I have to say.
Yeah.
I am so socially burnt out lately. Are you guys feeling this in your lives?
We are feeling that from you, about you, Eric.
No, you can't tell. I'm hiding it.
Yeah,
can
I'm
you guys
always
tell?
Burnt out.
Or do I seem normal to you? I'm hiding it. Yeah. Well,
you seem starved. You seem opposite. You seem socially starved.
No, opposite. The last 2 days I've been sleeping, watching movies, chilling.
Oof, it's great.
Well, last night was Heat. and Manhunter. Michael Mann, double feature.
A man marathon.
Yeah. I had seen Heat maybe when I was like 20 and watched it on my laptop, probably like you're not paying full attention. And last night I watched it and that ending made me tear up.
It's a masterpiece.
You know, Maggie, have you seen Heat?
I don't think I have.
Oh my God.
What is it about? Watched
like the two Robert biggest De Niro, like guy movies.
Al Pacino.
No, I'll write it down because I went on a journey last year because I realized I haven't seen a lot of movies.
And what's your biggest glaring blind spot? Like what's a movie that you
like need? I had never seen Interstellar and I was so blown away and I was texting everybody and they're like, yeah, it came out 20 years ago. Like we're over it. And I was like, I'm just into it now. Not The Godfather, but what's the other Italian one?
Oh, Reservoir Dogs.
Goodfellas. That one was so good. And it was funny for me to be like, this is a good movie. And people are like, no shit. Yes. Like, wake up.
You have a blessing then. You've entertained yourself somehow for the last 30 or so years. I know. And then now the rest of your life, you get all the classics.
Yeah.
I'm so jealous. I would say that's a blessing.
You're right. I'm going to watch Heat next. Yes.
Watch Heat on the plane when you come to LA. Because this is an LA movie.
It's a long one, too.
I was like, damn, this makes LA look sick.
Okay, so, I will do that.
It's an option.
Have you seen an option for you? The Irishman? Bringing it back.
The Irishman.
Yeah, no, because that was also like really long, right?
That one's like 3.5 hours.
4 hours.
It's on Netflix, though. And isn't it like there's one Irish guy and everyone else is Italian?
Yeah, Robert De Niro's the Irishman.
Me having never seen the movie, and I'm like, this is what it's about, right?
Is Robert De Niro the Irishman, Nate? Yeah, he is.
I forget. Yeah.
Who else would be Irish? I can't tell.
Jack, are you Irish at all, or are you just...
Not yet.
Okay. You're working on it?
Yeah.
Jack is Russian Jewish style, and what else?
Russian Jewish style. yeah, German. Jewish style as well, German.
Oh.
Okay.
Oops.
Ooh. Eric, are you Irish at all?
Well, my last name is Irish. Ray Hill comes from O'Reilly Ray Hill Y. So like O'Reilly.
Ray Hilly?
Oh.
But I think that's kind of like O'Reilly. O'Reilly.
O'Reilly's Auto Parts.
Essentially.
You know,
yeah. Man, O'Reilly.
Maggie, what is the winter's sort of like, do you have a family crest? Is there like a castle involved?
Man, Winters is such a sick last name.
It's fun. It's, you know that I had a time on Facebook when I was changing my last name to every season, trying to be silly as hell.
Maggie Falls.
Maggie Summers. The Winters are from Clare Island in County Mayo. They're still there, actually. And there's like, my dad's name is Willie Winters, and there's like five,
so cool.
Five, like, what am I, gravestones that say like Willie Winters, because they're like all were named Willie Winters.
Yo, is he going to be buried in that? Wow.
No, yeah, he's. there's also a castle there, Grace O'Malley, the pirate queen. Do you guys know about her?
No,
of course.
Word one about her.
She was a pirate queen. She was going on killing men left and right, Irish.
Oh, holy fuck. Man hater.
That's cool.
She's a man hater. She's a man hater.
She's a man killer. Wait, is that a, what is that? This is a type of pirate that we've never heard of.
Grace O'Malley. Yeah. There's a lot of bars named Grace O'Malley. You've been in one, I'm sure of it. Yeah.
I feel that.
Could she be related to Connor?
I guarantee they're related for sure.
It's kind of the case.
Connor is North Side Irish of Chicago. I'm South Side Irish.
And so North Side. Oh, wait. I just heard this from Donal about North and South. South is posh. So South is like, that's the fancy style. So you come from the fancies. The North is old country, is kind of, you know.
Are you talking about actual Ireland?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about Chicago, but I
know. Oh.
Yeah, I was Eric, like, what the fuck?
But I like it.
I just found out about Chicago. Yo, the North is rich. South
like,
is.
Oh, I didn't realize. Like Beverly versus Lincoln.
Oh, my God.
Lincoln, no, where?
Like, no. Oh, my hands are getting shocked. Sweaty. Yeah.
Damn, Eric.
No, yeah.
And I was like, oh, I didn't realize Donald was so into like the diaspora.
Donal's like, yeah, Irish.
I have a theory actually from Donal, because he says in the Irish style accent, Chicago. Like, what, that's the how fuck? They say it.
Chicago.
Yeah. And then Chicago. I was like, people in like kind of the Chicago accent is like Chicago, you know, like yeah. they say, like wow. kind of DeBaere style Chicago accent. And since there were so many Irish people that came to Chicago, I feel like that's where the kind of that accent stems from. Can you confirm this, Maggie?
Yes.
This is a theory. This is a hypothetical theory.
Oh, I actually have no idea, but that makes sense. It is funny how much like true Irish people like are so annoyed by us Irish Americans, but I don't blame them. We're pretty annoying.
Really? You guys aren't rocking with each other?
Well, I think we go off for St. Patrick's Day in a way that they never did. And they're kind of like, what do you guys... And classic American, we make a mockery of everything, right? Like,
it's not right.
In my head, it's... Should we get into it? Like,
well,
it feels like that is... The propaganda is working on me. Because in my head, I'm like, yeah, the way that people are in like Chicago and Boston, these Irish people, like zombie, like alcohol zombies. In my head, I'm like, that's like a fucking Charmander. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then in Ireland, they're almost like, haha, you guys don't even really know how to fucking walk around and be insane.
And drink and like shit. Us. Yeah.
But maybe I'm realizing I'm wrong. And in Ireland, they actually
are polite. Dublin has like similar energy. Like everyone is going nuts.
We need to go to fucking, forget Napa, forget Mexico, forget New Orleans. It's Dublin.
I'm ready.
Blackout trip to Dublin. We need to go to
Galway. Galway.
What's Galway?
Galway's, I would say, the more... It's to me, it's the better city. I mean, just
is it cute? I feel
like exactly. Dublin is a little bit more city to me, as to where Galway, you're like, yeah, you're going to the pub, you're seeing the water.
This is what I'm. That looks nice. Fucking Galway.
Let's go.
I have such crazy memories of St. Patty's Day in Chicago.
Chicago
in college. It was like blackout drunk at 7 a.m. all day.
Kegs and eggs.
Oh, yeah. Kegs and eggs. But it was like no one had enough money to like really do it upright. So at least in the fucked up like place that I lived. Yeah. But I do remember my friend Alejandro. He lived with Ben Briggs. And Ben and I didn't want to go out on St. We were like seniors. And I think we were like, enough of that. It's too crazy. We'll just drink at home. You know what I'm saying? And Alejandro was going out, and at 7 a.m., he did the offensive Irish car bomb, which is Bailey's and a Guinness. And then, but his Uber was there, so he had to run out the door. So he left, he dropped it, left it in the Guinness for like 12 hours. Hell. Came back at night, blackout drunk, and chugged it down. Chugged it.
Oh my God.
That's the depravity. Well, but that's another culture putting that on the Irish. It's not the Irish.
Yeah, exactly.
Allegedly. Maggie, no, do you think you... Yeah, go ahead.
What's funny is like a lot of... It's like if you want to get real about it, there are like a lot of alcoholics in my family who are sober now. Shout out. And alcohol is how we get together. So, I mean, whiskey is the downfall of the winters. If you want to bring me down, just give me a little whiskey. No, not me.
Is that the DOC, the drink of choice?
Yeah, it shouldn't be for anybody. Like, pure whiskey? Come on. Like
pure-ass whiskey? Oh,
sounds good to me. You did Downtown Parade, but did you know about the Southside Irish Parade?
No, and I've heard about it. I've seen pictures. Jack has shown me pictures. You've shown me pictures. Your family does it up every St. Patty's Day.
It's the Sunday before St. Patrick's Day. Saturday is the downtown one, and then the south side has their own. And we have Catholic mass in my backyard, which is psychotic. My uncle is, of course, a priest.
Oh my God.
Yes.
By the way, I'm going to this year.
Yeah, I invite. Yeah, come on down.
I'm going to the mass too. That's what I'm most excited.
You're showing
for.
Up at 9 a.m.
Yeah. Oh hell yeah!
But your special's coming out on St. Patty's Day, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So what
really
the fuck,
St. Patty's Day?
Thank you, Jack.
Is there a watch? Is there a viewing party at? Going to be a sneaky viewing party at the Winters.
I think I'm gonna just probably get drunk and like scream at people to watch it, like for be like, you know, screaming at my uncle, like, you better watch it. You know, like a lot of my, you like a lot of my uncles are like, they are confused about what I do. They're like, you're a comedian? Like, what are you talking about? You?
Yeah, what are like,
no, I,
oh,
I don't
Jesus.
Think so. Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No, I'm not sure that's right.
A couple years ago at this party, my one uncle came up to me. He goes, when you said you were bisexual online, was that one of your jokes? I was like, all right, gotta go.
My mom was just in town, and she was like, hey, I think you should do something about your Wikipedia page. It's really not right. And it says on Wikipedia that I'm really sour. I'm bitter about having forced to be Christian as a child.
What? Who put that there? Like, how did
I don't
that?
Know. It's like a paragraph on like why I love stop being Christian.
Is that in the personal life section?
I think it's in the main section.
Your controversy section is going to be crazy. Like 40 years from now.
I'm going to add some stuff there today.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's got to be an ex, or it's got to be a Christian that added the Christian part for you, right?
It's got to be someone maybe that like resonated with, that was like, here we go, pop it in. I don't know. But she was like really disappointed. She's like, really, like, I know you have problems with your upbringing, but like, you know, we tried and. Anyways, wait, it's but pretty Maggie, real. But
can you walk us through a day like this whole St. Paddy's Day?
Of course.
Sort of get together with your family, because it seems like it's like a whole day of activities, drinking, fun, family.
It's nonstop. It's actually like probably a couple weeks ago is when my dad started to like get the work started for the party.
He's prepping. What is he getting? What is he going out and grabbing?
He gets the tent.
Oh, right. Tent. Okay.
He orders a tent, and then he needs to, it's heated, so he needs to get, I think, propane. I actually don't know. But that makes sense. Come on, guys. Is it propane? Yeah. I don't know.
I think it must be propane. It has to
be.
It better
he calls
be.
My
We're
cousin.
Heat.
Yeah, right? Okay. Calls my cousin, who says, don't worry about it, Uncle Willie. I'm getting the propane. No problem at all.
Yeah.
He orders the breakfast, because he serves breakfast after mass, so he calls to make sure that order is in. Calls the local Dunkin' Donuts for coffee.
Oh my god.
But the day of is more exciting. So the day of, we have mass at 9 a.m. and usually like three weird family members show up at 8 every year. We're kind of like, oh, it's still 9, and they're like, well, we're here at 8.
Yeah.
And we're all still getting ready. We're all like, okay. It's in my family bungalow, Chicago bungalow.
What neighborhood is this?
Beverly. It's not big, so it's like we're all getting ready, and then there's like three people standing in the kitchen. Then in the backyard is where the mass is. My uncle does it, but it's a half hour instead of a full hour mass. Then breakfast. Then we start drinking immediately.
What secrets are being told in mass?
What is read on that? Is it a St. Patrick's speech or something that he had?
Usually it's like they talk about St. Patrick, about how he drove the snakes out of Ireland.
Snakes.
I didn't know that's what it was
Irish
all about.
Irish snakes.
Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah.
Actual snake, animal snakes?
Yes, he got the
is
snakes
right out
of there.
Is that a metaphor for driving the English out?
Probably, yeah.
Those damn English.
Or is that just straight up real?
No, that's real.
St. Patrick looks fucking sick. He's all greened out.
If there was a snake on my fucking porch and some homie came up in a nice green outfit and help me get rid of that snake so I could get out, go shopping and whatnot. Fuck yeah.
What's your name, man?
That's all yours every year.
Saint Patrick. Thanks for that. Saint Patrick now. Yeah.
Saint Patrick. The green in the flag is for the Catholics. The orange is for the Protestants. You do know this, right?
Oh, so it's mostly, the green is Catholic, orange is Protestant?
Yeah, and then there's white in the middle. They're all even, but you don't wear orange because the Protestants are mostly the Northern Ireland, which is owned by the UK.
And they don't like
my God.
St. Patrick. They like snakes.
They like, they're big into snakes.
Wow. And the white represents white people.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Belfast.
Full war, not war actually, but it's like the English versus the Irish.
The IRA.
And now there's a very interesting, because it's like the English are pro-Israel and the Irish are pro-Palestine, and it's like full in effect. Damn. It's iconic, yeah.
That is iconic. Wow.
The party, is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
The party. Let's see.
What's like 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. look like? Is the function still going? Like
10 p.m. it's over.
Oh, okay.
Because it starts so early that by 10, and it's also on a Sunday. So anytime we've gone past 10 p.m., like a cop shows up. He's like, come on, guys. We got to wrap this
10
up.
10 p.m. on a Sunday.
Yeah. You know?
Wow.
It's a neighborhood.
What's the beer? Is it Guinness?
There are some Guinness. We usually get kegs from, I'm so bad with beer. What's the Chicago?
312?
No, keep going.
Green River?
Root beer?
Not Lagunitas.
Duck. Goose Island.
Goose Island.
Oh, yeah, Goose Island.
Goose Island. Wait.
They have, they serve
Revolution.
Revolution. Thank you. Yeah. That's not what we have, but I knew that was a beer they have. Get Revolution.
Oh, do you guys remember that IPA called Anti-Hero?
Of course.
Fuck yeah, man.
Anti-Hero IPA.
I don't... You guys are beer guys, right?
More and more. Yeah.
Every day. I know Nate, so you don't really drink.
No, yeah.
And Nate, I mean, and Jack, do you drink or no?
I'm more of a festival, not music festival, but like an occasion drinker. Like
when you go to a festival, it's you drinking.
Yeah, I would do that. I'm not a nightcap guy or like a Bloody Mary guy.
Okay. I think I'd pay money to see you drunk. I think it'd be a fun.
Really? I would do that. Same yeah, I'll, that could be, I'll go to Chicago.
I've seen it.
Maybe you can open for it. Why don't we do,
wow.
I won't say any jokes, but you could open, you do like 50 minutes and then I'll do 10 minutes where I'll just be blackout.
Do you remember there was a show in Chicago called Trainwreck?
Yes.
Yes.
Where one person was blackout. I did that once.
You were the Trainwreck?
Yeah, my birthday. I was wasted.
Did you crush or do you remember it?
Yeah, I think I said something. Remember that show that was like the stripper show at CIC? Sorry, this is inside tea for the listeners.
Yes, I had one of the most humiliating auditions of my life.
Did I remember this?
Doing that.
Oh my God.
I was so nervous.
It was supposed to be like Magic Mike.
It was supposed to be Magic Mike. It's the most humiliating thing I've ever done in my life. Really? I put on the music on my phone and it was like a SoundCloud song because I was in like SoundCloud music at the time. And I go in and it's the two people that were running it. And I just like slowly took off my shirt and like whipped it around and to no laughter, not even smiles. Rough.
Did you have to do a strip routine? Like,
yes. Yes.
What'd you do? Did you involve a chair? Were you grinding on the
I think I was grinding on the chair. I took the shirt off and was whipping it like this, but I was pretty uncomfortable and I think that was palpable.
The fact that they had auditions like is on them. Like they're weirdos. Like that's crazy.
That is sick.
That was odd. It's like, hey, I bet you could do a different type of audition. You don't need to make it like
Know us, just put us in it. Like get out.
Yeah.
I do think I ranked by hotness the men in that show when I was drunk, and some of the boys were not happy about their rankings.
Crap.
Who was at the bottom?
I can't remember.
That show was at the top. It felt like it was for them. You know what I'm saying? Like it was
100%.
Like them like inviting like Tinder dates to the show kind of.
Oh, I remember who was in that show. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a part two, don't forget.
I'm about to type a name.
Yeah.
About to type one name.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I know another one. Hold on, I'll type it too. Know how to type. I spelled it wrong, but you get it.
Oh, yeah.
The typo is really funny. That's really funny. Well, this reminds me of a show that I did one time that's kind of a hybrid where it was Guess Who's High. Have I told this? It was improv show where it was like the audience has to guess who at the end who's really high. And let's just say it was tough to figure out who it was.
Oh my God.
Jack.
That's don't what you believe do when me, just high. Watch.
Can you show it again? Can you show it again?
Do I have to?
Yes, just to
and
just
you have keep to it sing up for the song.
Well, again. What I'd like you to look at is my how small, almost basically the size of a spaghetti noodle, my arm is. What's happening there?
That is AI.
That's
interesting.
Oh my God.
Shoes on. So what happened is that was a horrible idea that I'd had. I was never meant to do improv, and so Maggie, we were on an improv team together. That didn't go well.
What was that called?
Lunch.
Lunch.
Lunch. Wow.
And I will say that like I cracked up more than the audience ever did.
Yeah.
First of all, I have to bring up the fact that this is during David S. Pumpkins. And Jack took that
shout out.
Anytime two people were sitting in a seat together, he'd walk on the stage like halfway through, pretend to lock them in and do the David S. Pumpkins Halloween thing.
Oh my.
I had to run it back.
That's my thing though.
Did he ever get in trouble, Maggie?
Yes.
But
we had a very strict coach.
It kicked me out.
Who was the coach?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I tried to get them to do it for quite a while. I'm shocked how long it took.
Somebody on our team, I don't want to throw it under the bus, but I remember they like wrote the Herald Commission. They were like, this man will be on your walls for fame, but he needs to get off the team now.
That's a great compliment, God. Dude.
It's so annoying.
Yeah. You used to play Pink constantly. You'd come on stage and play Pink, and I would be crying, and the audience would just be like staring at me, and I'd be like, I'm sorry, I'm loving it.
Well, there's a lot of things. Many sound cues that I would hide in the tech booth and things like this, but I'd do a couple written things, and then this person
you wrote some material for the Herald.
Oh, why not? And then then this person would rightfully call me out afterwards and be like, so like what was that, like very offended. And
oh my god,
that was one of them.
And
hilarious.
My God.
And then it's annoying because it's like, I'm doing something funny, but you're right. And I know you're right. And I know I shouldn't be here. And I am ruining this. And I'm not proud of that.
They should have
just got me out of there sooner.
I mean, that was my first team. I remember I was like, we got to keep this together. We got to survive. Somebody that was when not to get political, that was when pronouns really popped off. And I remember do you know what I'm talking about? Our coach asked us all our pronouns, and then this one guy, like he acted like he was asked to put a bomb. He was like, what? What do you guys talk? Like he was so upset.
Who was that? This is an interesting
this
we're
is
typing
who I was
a lot thinking. Of names right now.
Yeah, if you guys can
I haven't
see the
guessed
names.
Who it is. Nice.
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, totally. I don't know who that is. I've never heard of that person.
Sorry.
Second City kind of hoe.
Yeah. I never heard of him.
DM me if you want all the names that we I'll spill the tea immediately.
There's not much more fun that I can have than discussing like 2017 era Chicago with you guys. That was a different style of time. It was before it felt like the before times.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? Like nothing.
The before time.
No one was on the internet.
Time didn't go as fast as it does now. Yeah.
Yeah. Time was going
what the heli?
Slow.
Someone sped it up a little.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who did that?
No, no.
Also, can I just call out the fact that Jack had me film a sketch where I was in a bald wig for hours as Ben from Cash Cab.
I like that you used just the first name.
Ben, what's his name?
Bailey.
Ben Bailey. And then it never came out. And I was like, so there's just like, it was so funny. Like for hours, I was pretending to drive around. I think you guys were making like a movie or something.
Oh, was this with Danny and Thomas?
Yes.
Yes. There is a crazy amount. We filmed like tons of footage for this web series.
Yes.
We have like truly episodes and episodes of a web series.
Is this fully unreleased, this whole thing?
Fully, yes.
I think I remember this.
Danny and Thomas.
Now I'm scared. You're going to get me in that bald cap acting unreal.
Whew.
Oh, actually, I fully remember this. I came back from the cruise ship and I did the boom mic one day, but then my arms got tired.
Oh, well, Maggie, this has been amazing. My parents are here and I have to leave.
What? Thanks, Jack.
Oh,
can
hell.
You just, can you leave us with something Irish?
Yeah. Oh, free Conor McGregor. And. That's it, I guess.
Do you still give us your joy or no? Is that like...
Yeah, give the joy. You have to, Jack.
My joy...
Okay.
Amazing. Okay. Bye, Jack.
Hey, Jack.
All right, Maggie. So now and then...
Now we can finally start talking. Yeah. We can finally start talking.
Did his files upload to Julio?
I think so. I think it just works like that. Yeah, I think we're good.
Oh, okay.
We'll deal with that later.
Okay. Okay.
All right. That's okay.
Have you guys
watched? I do have to say this before I forget.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I really think the fans deserve merch. This is me as a fan coming to you guys. I think we deserve merch that says China and May?
I would like that too. I would
too. Could you imagine a little hat?
We need to drop it.
Yeah.
With us in fucking Wuhan, in downtown Wuhan, sitting on tiny stools. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
A Chinese photographer like taking crazy digital photos of us.
The Chinese glam bot. Maggie, here's the deal. And maybe you can help us now that Jack is gone. Nate and I are in. We are down.
Okay.
Jack is saying... I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, no. So he's the holdout.
What's his problem?
Well, I don't know. But how do we get him? How do we get him over there?
Yeah, you need to get him over there. Is it the fear of flying situation?
I don't know. I think he's just busy until
we should literally knock his kidnap. Ass out.
We should kidnap him. Like put a fucking
hit him over the head with a chair.
Fucking like
you are coming to China
now.
I think he would be like, "All right, like
sure, good, you know? Fine, yeah."
We'll if I could be knocked out and then wake up in a like on a vacation, that'd be amazing.
Yeah,
you're kidnapped by your best friends, you go on a vacation with them. That sounds amazing.
Sounds like heaven to me.
You know, there's a name for that in the bridal world.
What is that?
A snatchlorette.
A snatchlorette?
Whoa, what is that?
Could there be a male snatchler? The snatchler? The snatchler party? If I'm not snatchlered, they'll be hell to pay.
My friends will be regret the day they met me if I don't have a snatchlorette. Maggie, do you guys think you're going to get married? Be real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to have a huge fucking Mediterranean style wedding.
Yeah. Lebanese.
You're gonna have like a really healthy like meal, aren't you?
Oh yeah,
Nate,
yeah.
You're serving whitefish. I know.
Yeah. Tilapia, frozen tilapia,
beer battered. yeah, Maggie.
My brother had falafel.
Did he?
Because he's a vegetarian, and I remember my neighbor was like, "What the hell is this?"
What the hell?
What the hell?
I did watch a video yesterday of a sweet farmer having to put down one of his bulls because the bull was like getting too big and he was going to crush the heifers underneath when he got on top of them, you know what I'm saying, sexually. And so he had to go he was like, I don't want to do this. And then he goes in and goes, has to take him out. And I'm like, damn, I can't believe that happens every time. Every time that we have.
What made you think of that?
About being vegetarian.
Oh. I was like, damn.
Was it the air gun? That just
made me think of Punch the Monkey.
It was a literal revolver. I don't think people do that much anymore. You know what I mean? Just a real pistol.
Yeah. Take me out like that. That's crazy. Come on.
Good God. Maggie, all this talk is making me miss Chicago, kind of. Is it cold there right now?
Yes, freezing cold.
Oh, my God.
I will say on Friday we had like 60-degree weather and people were acting insane, like as they should.
That always happens in like February, March. There's like one day in Chicago that's nice. Well,
the winter in Chicago lasts till like June sometimes. Like you'll have like a day in like the end of May or like June 2nd and you're like, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
yeah,
let's get on with it. Let's get to spring, please.
Yeah.
But I will say that Southside Irish Parade is a good indicator of how things will go, because if it's freezing, you know, it's like almost like the
Groundhog's Day.
Groundhog. I couldn't think of the name of the animal. I was like the little guy.
I got you.
It's like
the little guy. Freezing,
it's like,
but it's, or if it's really nice, sometimes like we don't have to have the heat on in the tent and we'll take a wall down in the tent to get the sun in, but that hasn't been for a while. Nate, you're going to experience all this if you do come.
I'm going to come. I can't wait. Down. I'm going to get bring faded Connor, as fuck.
Bring too. Sean. That's my boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're on Instagram chatting all the time.
Maybe I should come to Chicago and do a show. Is that a last minute color club?
Kate O'Connor's coming?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Kate and Danny.
Kate and Danny are coming? Oh, it's going to be fucking, it's on.
It's lit.
It's on. Go.
We always like to talk about like who the wild card of the day will be. So maybe you could fulfill it. But it's usually someone who's pretty like crazy drunk.
What?
There's been people that spend the whole day here and then they realize they're at the wrong party.
No.
They'll be like, this one time a guy brought this like giant sausage and he was like, I'm looking for my, I mean, he was here. He went to church. He was hit, had breakfast. And finally our neighbor was like, did somebody leave a big sausage? Because our friend said he came to our party and left us a sausage, but he couldn't find us. And I was like, yep, he was here.
Oh, my. So what's on the menu for this?
For breakfast, it's just like eggs. That's it. No. Eggs, Irish soda bread, which my uncle makes, which is amazing. You got to have it made, because the ones from the store are so dry. But when you have it.
Are they like carbonated?
Yeah. The fresh ones.
Yeah.
You toast it and you put Kerrygold butter on it. Unreal. Irish. We do Irish bacon and then we also do regular sausage, potatoes, fruit salad. And then halfway through the day, we do corned beef. And then at nighttime, for the six people left in the tent, we always order a pizza.
This sounds like truly like heaven to me. And I want to figure out my own version of this.
Yeah.
But I need I need family and community.
You will never have that, Eric. That will never happen for you.
I'm going to put this on your Wikipedia. Eric is looking for family and community.
Desperate for community and family.
Please reach out.
He needs a reason to rent a tent, Winter style.
Willie Winter and style.
I would. Go ahead.
No, you say it, please.
Oh, I'm imagining a taco truck at one of these. You know what I mean?
I definitely think there's somebody who has like, some sort of truck. Because everyone's having parties all over the neighborhood. Like, it's really not, you know what I mean? It's not just us.
Sounds amazing.
And there's a parade, too. And the parade is hilarious because it's like the grocery store, the unions, the high school.
What's the grocery store? It's like
Jewel
Osco.
They got their
the Jewel. And you know what people from the South Side say? The Jewels.
The Jewels.
I gotta get. I gotta go to the Jewels.
Oh my god!
The Jewels.
I went to my mom's. Like, I went to the Jewels. We have a local place called the County Fair. County Fair.
What is that? That's a grocery store.
Yeah, they have the best chicken salad in the world.
Oh my god!
I DM'd them for the recipe. I said, "Please give me the recipe." They just sent me an emoji, the thinking emoji. So rude.
Get me away from the West Coast. I'm hearing all this shit. I'm thinking. Get me the F out of the West Coast and back to God's country now.
You heard chicken salad. You're like,
I'm hearing chicken salad and interesting grocery store names. And I'm like, get me back there, please.
By the way, God's country is heaven. Just FYI.
I know. But he has little previews for forests scattered across the globe, and most of them are in the Midwest and the East Coast.
Yeah. You have a sun that's giving you vitamin D that's bringing you joy. We have to find joy in chicken salad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
The sun's not hitting my skin though enough. Like we went swimming with Audrey and Dan when they came. Do you know Audrey? Maybe?
Of course. Love. Yeah.
And I took off my shirt to go in the water. Right? Yeah. No. That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
And they were like, do you have jaundice? Because my skin was looking so like translucent. And then I told my amazing makeup artist at work, and she's like, maybe a little, looks a little bit like that, but you definitely would know if you have jaundice. You know what I'm saying?
That is, so for someone to ask if I have jaundice, I'd lose my mind.
That's a disrespectful comment.
I did have jaundice when I had mono in college. Oof, no. And it literally, my eyes were yellow. Skin yellow. My pee was dark fucking red brown.
What? When the piss red brown.
That's the sickest I've ever been in my entire life. And I thought I was going to die. For real.
I'm so glad you didn't. Whoever would
Thank
be
you.
Today.
Thank God I got to do the two different Herald teams. Nate, what is the sickest you've ever? I don't want to see I've you ever sick. Been? I don't. You're oh, too. You're God. So skinny that the minute that you get sick, and you lose 2.5 pounds, yeah. It's gonna be like put the sheet over his head.
Yeah, that's not a pretty sight, man. Yeah, probably COVID was one of the COVID strains. Like, really, I was you like, got damn, sick as this a shit dog. Is this shit is like not a joke, man.
I remember when you lost all that weight, Nate, in Chicago. I was like, damn, what did he do? I gotta get out. And everybody was like, he was just poor as hell on Second City.
Yeah, just poor and biking.
Biking.
Yeah. And I was like, literally just biked to work.
I got a bike and I biked probably like, it was just an hour and a half every day probably, because it was like 35 minutes there, 35 minutes back.
Damn, good for you.
Yeah.
You and Willie Winters, always on the bike.
Just came off.
Chicago is the best for biking too, because there's not a hill to be found.
Except in Beverly. Come on down.
Oh, really?
See the hill.
There's hills. There's
we have
a
an
hill.
Irish castle.
What?
Google it. We have an Irish castle in Beverly.
Beverly Irish castle. Googling now.
Everyone says that Google it now. A woman missed Ireland, so her husband built her this castle. And
wow.
It's on a hill.
That's love. Or
that's
maybe
where
he
went to preschool.
Gibbons.
That guy probably was like cheated on her, and it was like kind of like a like. I got you. Like, this is the makeup for.
Do you see it?
I'm 100% seeing it right now. It looks, but I have to say, it's reminding me of the house that we lived in Logan Square.
What?
Look at this picture of the Gibbons Beverly Castle.
Are we seeing the same thing?
And then, well, I'll show you. I have it tattooed on my.
I would not categorize the apartment you lived in Chicago as.
Yeah, this is a castle, baby.
Castle-like.
Look at that. That's not a turret.
Yeah, it is. They had to get oh my God.
That's where James lived for a little bit. That's where I was back there.
This is really beautiful.
I forgot my doorknob.
Oh. I didn't know you had that. That's really sweet.
Me and Danny have it.
Ugh. Do you have any tattoos, Nate?
None. I think I'm too hairy.
You're pretty pure. Like, you're like healthy, no tattoos. You're my dad. This is crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
I asked my dad once if he'd ever get a tattoo, if he had to, and he said he'd get tattoo suck on his forehead.
That's cool. That's badass.
That's amazing.
If you had to get a tattoo, what would you get?
It would be like on my foot or something like that. Like, it wouldn't be on my forehead, that's for sure.
Boring.
Yeah. It would be very small and you know, barely noticeable. It'd be like the size of an atom, probably. You know what I'm saying?
What is it? You're not saying what it is.
Like a yin yang sign or something like that.
A yin yang sign, the sign of the size of an atom on your foot. Come on, man.
Or a fucking Maggie. Music clef. A music clef right
oh,
here.
Oh, a bass.
a bass music clef.
Treble clef right here.
Treble clef.
I like that.
Clef, bass clef on the right.
The treble clef is coming back. I think if I saw someone had a treble clef now, it's like all of a sudden cool again.
I'm in my treble clef era. I couldn't even say it. Never treble mind. Clef.
Maggie, do you have any tattoos?
Yeah, I have about 10.
Oh, right. Okay, what do you have?
I have a giraffe in a basket on my thigh.
Yeah.
I have, my first one was a tiny boat on my back where, because both of my grandpas were sailors, where the guy was tattooing me, tattoo in Chicago, and he goes, there's HPV in the air, man. And I was like, what's going on?
What? Oh, he was saying that you could just get HPV by breathing?
I don't know. He had a needle to my back saying there's HPV in the air.
And you're like nodding.
Yeah.
Like in deep pain.
I was like, for sure. Me and my brothers got matching tattoos that say sluggo.
Sluggo.
Because my dad growing up, whenever we'd be like chugging, you know, probably milk because we were disgusting, he'd be like, cool it, sluggos. And we thought that was so funny. And now we call ourselves Sluggos Incorporated.
Wow. Are you the youngest, Maggie?
Yeah. It's Bart, Liam, and then me, Maggie Simpson.
What
style.
A crew. What a crew.
They directed my solo show. I'm very close with them. And we also fight. Obviously, we're still siblings. Are you guys have siblings?
Yeah. I have a brother. Nay, he's a sister.
An older sister.
Sister. Okay, you guys are two for two here.
But you have, I feel like you have such a close connection with your family that I do not have. Like, I don't see my family that often, and we're not that close. Like, I'm not talking to my sister all the time on the phone or my dad or mom. I probably should, but
yeah,
I'm jealous of your, you know, you have
your
like,
family dynamic.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're so close. I mean, I would say like I'm closer to my brothers. Like my parents, the parents are still parents. They're taught, like I live with them full.
Yeah.
Full. I was, what is wrong? I was going to say full frontal. I live with them. What the hell? What?
Fully frontal style.
Fully frontal. So sick. But like they're still psychotic. Like I'm always like, what are you old people up to?
Is it a crazy drive from Beverly up to, sorry, Bubbles is actually,
playground.
Bubbles ripped off one of her claws, last week, and it's been a nightmare. And so, and it's just bone. It's like a little bone under the claw.
Oh.
And so she's like looking at her foot. Like she's like scared of it right now. I'm like, what?
She's like, who
on?
Did this? And you're like,
who
you
the
did.
Fuck? How did that happen? A nightmare.
You did it, babe. Yeah.
Sorry. Is it a crazy drive from Beverly up to Maine, downtown Chicago?
I thought you were saying Maine. I was like, I've never done it, but.
So from Beverly to Maine is.
Depending on traffic, I would say to downtown Chicago is probably like 30 minutes.
Oh, that's not bad.
Oh, no, not bad.
So you're chilling.
Not bad.
At late at night, you could get like in 20, but. Also, the Dan Ryan is what you take, and that's like the scariest highway.
It's crazy.
People are going to absolutely bad shit. Yeah.
Going to an improv
festival.
People
are losing their minds. Yeah. So be careful. I don't really drive either. I didn't get my license until I was 32.
Oh, so you're taking the red?
I'm taking the Metra.
The Metra. Damn.
Oh.
The way to really fly.
Oh, my God. You're going just to. I've taken it one time.
Yeah, it's a lot nicer than the L, of course.
Oh,
yeah.
It's way nicer. Are you going to IO Chicago every other night just to audit and just to learn and grow from?
Yeah, I'm kind of sitting in the back of shows going, and then afterwards I go like, you know, I used to be pretty big here.
Yeah,
and
right.
People are
like, hey,
guys. Who are you? Who, if you ever need advice, I slip them a card that just says, my name, Saggy Splinters.
Are you on the wall? Is there a wall?
I haven't been there in so long. But the last time I was there before they reopened, I did rip Chris Farley's Herald team off the wall and left with it, and I still have it to this day.
And they'll never
get it back from me.
Man.
That's incredible.
Do you think that's, I mean, can that continue to prosper, that model of like, you know,
it
kind of
feels
here.
Like improv is back.
Oh, does it? Is it really?
Well, have you seen on TikTok all these like people are uploading improv.
The Act right. On Demand.
But they're not.
That,
but they're,
that account. Have you seen this?
What is it called?
I think it's called Act on Demand.
Have you seen this, Maggie?
And they're doing like this? World's worst. Like,
oh yeah, and they're really bad.
And they're and they're. It's so sad.
But it feels like people are loving it. They're like,
I wonder what the vibe is like with that crew now, because like all their videos are like blowing up. And do you think they're? I mean, I haven't really checked the comment section really, but are they aware that people are like, it's, you know, ironic? And
I know, I wonder, I guess, we got to look at the comments and see if they're, because also though, it doesn't matter if they're blowing up, they're blowing up.
Right.
They're
going
to keep doing it.
Yeah. It's all, what is it? Any press is good press.
See what Any I'm press is good press.
Nay, how many times have you said that to me?
I can't count. I can't count the amount of times.
That should be your tattoo.
Any press is good press.
I'm waiting for that press, for that press where I can, you know, that's bad.
That is not true. You go to the Edinburgh Fringe and they absolutely drag you and you're like, I'm done with comedy for life.
Oh my God. Wait, how was the Fringe?
A nightmare. Are you kidding me?
Was it a nightmare? Tell us about it.
I will say, like, I could do comedy to a mouse on the street now because like of how tested I was.
Yeah.
But like I had nights where I would have four Scottish people. They should have just held the gun to my head because that's what it felt like.
Oh my God.
And I'm performing my heart out for an hour, like, and they're just like,
yeah.
We fucking hate you. God. We fucking want to kill you. And then this is the best, is when the reviewers are there, they like whip out the biggest pencil you've ever seen. And you're like, well, obviously you're a reviewer. Like, this is a nightmare.
Oh my God. Jesus.
And then there's people that are thriving and you're like, I just think you have to have a lot of money to go there, and you have to have, I will say, doing a show 30 times in a row, you feel on top of the world because you're like no one can stop me after this.
Right.
I bombed so as hard as you in. Can. Yeah.
Right.
I also did sprain my ankle falling down a mountain there, but that's a
different. No.
Jesus.
No.
Yes.
No.
After the night with the four Scottish people, I was like, I need to feel better. So I climbed their little mountain, and I got to the top, and then on the way down, I slid, and my like leg went back, and I sprained my ankle.
Oh my God! Wait,
and then
the
I had
show
to
must
hop
go
down,
on.
Down my, yeah, the show.
Oh
must
my
go
God!
On.
You didn't get you, Jeff Probst didn't come out and say like, "Hey, we got to send you right back to Chicago." Unfortunately,
that would have been amazing. They were like, "We're helicoptering you back home." I would have been like, "Thank God!"
A helicopter back to Beverly, the Beverly Castle.
Get me back to the castle now.
I'm so
would you guys
fucking
ever do it?
No. I mean, yeah. Maybe.
You,
I don't
mean,
know.
Now look at you. You don't need it. Neither of you.
Yeah, right. no, I would. Nate, if you did it, Nate, I would do it.
Okay. But it seems like a very like horny theater kid like kind of energy. Are people hooking the fuck up? Is it crazy? Is it Olympic
Village? Yeah, not
Village,
me. They're,
for I'm, theater?
They're like, not the girl with the sprained ankle. Leave her alone. Jesus Christ.
God.
It's also, yeah, like the way that they're kind of robbing artists. Like, we don't have any money. Like, what are you doing?
Well, they're robbing by making them pay for like stages and stuff. And
PR is huge. Like, you have to like have your poster plastered all over because there's you're competing against, you know, 4,000 shows.
Oh, it's 4,000?
4,000?
It's something nuts. Jesus. Like that.
Jesus Christ.
People are performing like, I went to a show, I'm not kidding you, it was definitely in like a private dance room of a strip club.
That's
but he was doing
that's where
mine
that's
show.
Where Nate's would be. Yeah. Yeah.
Watch me get more erect as the hour goes on. That's it.
That's what it can be called, art. Like man gets a boner and then it's like
yeah. Man gets a boner and it's like yeah. Perfectly, you know, like half hour, it's kind of like yeah. A little like a chubby alert. I got a chubby alert.
Show's over, chubby alert.
You know what I've never seen? You know those like finger light dances? Put, you know, where people are going.
Oh, the hand finger stuff?
Hand finger dancing. Have you seen that, Maggie?
Of course. I have the worst news is the fact it's two things. I was in a sorority in college, but nobody knows why.
Yeah.
And a girl from my sorority is now like a full TikTok hand dancer.
No.
I can't follow her back. She also does she'll do Dance Dance Revolution with the gloves on, and she's like doing both.
Oh my God.
And there's she's probably happier than that. I'll ever be. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like that seems like so like.
Was she normal?
Joyous.
No, I was in like the freaky sorority for sure.
Where'd you go to college?
Illinois State University.
Okay.
ISU, go Redbirds.
ISU. What town is this in?
Normal, Illinois.
Oh, I've been to Normal.
They have the improv team, the Improv Mafia.
I remember the Improv Mafia.
Wait, were you on the Improv Mafia?
No, I auditioned. They said kill yourself instead.
Did they do like kind of like gimmicky shit?
Yes.
Did they do a lot of beatboxing?
Like I remember if this is the right team, like I remember we went to some like improv like competition.
They always won. Like,
and they like we got there and we were like, oh, I think we're pretty good. We have a chance. And then they came out and they had like like sound effects and beatboxing and like they weren't even doing improv. And I was like, no way that this like hack shit's gonna like go over with the judges. And they fucking like they won like not even just the regional thing, but like the entire like
yes
like domestic improv competition. I was like, fuck this shit, dude. Fuck these people.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. They're like I feel like bitter about the fact that I never got. My dad was always like, start your own. And I'm like, what am I going to? They're the champions of the world. And I'm going to be like, and I'm starting my own. Yeah, right, dad. They're the improv champions.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. I do want to ask a question, Nate, about are you deep into Lebanese culture?
Not really. Okay. No.
Not yet.
No. Not yet. Not yet. Yeah, I'm trying to get there. Studying
and
some
Eric,
books.
Did
I'm going
you
to the
say
library.
What you are? Yeah.
Well, I think I'm just, I'm like Spanish and German and.
Oh my God. I thought you were about to say I'm pure American.
Pure 100% white American. well, you know, we haven't talked about yet, Maggie, is your special.
Oh, yes. St. Patrick's Day comes out.
It's coming out.
It's I call it a solo show because it has a little bit more than stand up. So I don't want people to be like, what the hell is this? A video?
That's
what is
sick,
she up
though.
To?
I like Thank that you. Though. Not just, Thank you mean, so it's not just talking on a stage? Thank
and
God.
A little bit of that, but then a little bit of other stuff too.
So then that's perfect. What?
Friend of the pod, Joe Scott, is in it for a second.
Oh, love Joe.
Incredible.
When and where did you shoot it?
Produced it.
That's so
absolutely.
Sick. Absolutely.
I shot it at UCB because they absolutely has a deal with them.
Oh, hell yeah.
And
that's a great space. Like they.
Yeah.
The UCB was, in LA you did at?
Yes, yeah.
Right
yeah,
by the that. Scientology Center?
I invited you guys and I saved two seats for you, but you didn't show up. But.
Oh.
Just kidding. Interesting. Front row, it said Nate, Eric, Joy. It said Joy Tactics. Joy Tactics.
Well, I think we had asked for a few seats to be empty around us so we could chill and spread out.
And they don't have any beer there, so I know that was a big issue for you guys.
Yeah. Well, it's becoming a problem for me. I'm sorry.
I will say that people watching Improv Dead Sober in LA is sick in the head to me.
They don't have alcohol at UCB?
Franklin? No, they have candy.
Nothing, bro. ew.
What am I gonna chomp on candy while I watch you do improv? Get real. I want chicken tenders in buffalo sauce and a huge cider now.
Yeah, I want 6 pints of cider, 3 tequila sodas,
and a Wait, fucking mashup team.
Cookie dough egg rolls, remember? I go to see improv and I get cookie dough egg rolls with ice cream.
Oh my God. I was chug-a-lugging tequila sodas.
Sluggo. Cool.
Sluggoing. Yeah.
Oh, tequila and sodas.
There was a moment where it was tequila grapefruit. That was like the drink at Holy Fuck. I'd be like, 4 tequila grapefruits, please.
Take I was on Holy Fuck right after you guys left.
I know we missed the what the hell, but you did it with us too a few times.
a few times I said it, and then they added me. And then after a year, I said midnight on a Friday. I don't think so.
Yeah,
I could never. I could never.
I don't know how we did that. That was crazy.
We were young and free. We were hand dancers, basically.
Essentially, that is like adult hand dancing. It's like, okay, Nate, what brought you joy, brother?
What brought me joy was the newest episode of Neighbors.
Oh, we just watched it last night. Just watched that.
It's so incredible.
The guy who's like the former male model. Oh,
who thinks he's being stalked?
This is the newest one. I haven't watched the newest one.
Oh, it's so good, Maggie.
And then they ask him, like, are you gay? Because he's like, he thinks like, the guy that's like is no, stalking him. He's like, he's stalking me because he's closeted and he's like attracted to me. And they're like, are you gay? And he's like, not even close. Like, he's like, I won't even shake a hands with a guy because I know they're trying to get after my chick.
How about the part when he starts threatening our people that we know that made it?
Yes.
He's threatening, I think it's like Dylan and Harrison.
That guy is scary. And he's scary, going
like,
scary.
Hey, just so you know, like when you have kids, I mean, you guys don't have kids now, but you will. And I'll be there. See what I'm saying?
Oh,
you guys just got threatened, like, didn't you? They're like, what do you mean by like, that?
What?
Like, what do you think?
Oh, I have to watch immediately.
It is...
Wait, crazy. Side note, did you see Shia LaBeouf say he's scared of three gay guys?
Yes.
No, in public he said, I'm scared of you?
He was on Channel 5 and he said, when there's three big gay guys near me and they're touching my leg, I'm scared. And if that makes me homophobic, that's what I am.
Dude, that interview was good crazy.
Good God. I need to watch it. Yeah. Okay, my joy is I've been playing Resident Evil Requiem, the new Resident Evil game. And
is
it's
this not a remake?
It's a new game. Yeah.
And really?
It's fucking scaring the shit out of me.
Oof.
It's quite scary.
That is pathetic. Oh, no.
Like, you could stop any moment, but
literally put it down, turn the light on. I can't play it with the lights down after dark. I really can't. But it's giving me joy, Maggie. Oh, and I say doing this with Maggie has been very joyful.
Oh my god,
speaking with you.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. I would say being on Joy Tactics,
because
the way that I have put you three in a group chat, and that's one thing about me is I'll start a group chat, no problem. I don't care if anybody
responds. That's a skill. That's a good skill.
And I put you guys in and I will comment about the episode, no response, and I love it every time. I feel like the mom. I'm like, you guys, great episode. But I'm thrilled to be here. And also, I forgot to say that I am, after this, going to watch my dad sing Irish songs at the local pub. So,
are you going to have a cider?
Yeah, definitely.
Let's get a cider today, Nate. Oh, should we get a Guinness at Duke's today?
St.
Patrick's Day is in 2 weeks, so you could do that.
Let's get it in. Fuck it.
Yeah, come on. Thank you for having me, truly.
Of course. Everybody go check out Maggie's special. Where is it at? On YouTube.
UCB's YouTube on March 17th.
Oh, great.
YouTube.com/UCB or something.
I hope it is. Yeah.
It's incredible. I've seen the show. It's amazing.
Thank you.
And everybody go watch that shit. Maggie, thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you,
Maggie. We'll have to have you back.
Thank you.
Certainly.
I can't wait.
Very soon.
Unless anybody has a negative comment, I'll never come back.
if anyone from Joy Tactics has negativity, get out. Get out. Stop it.
We will fucking dox the IP address.
Take
you
and if you have children, take your ass. Say what that guy said.
yeah.
Oh my God.
Okay. All right.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.